when I got back to London, Tony phoned me. He said, why haven't you been returning my calls? I said, well, they said that you're a psychopath. And he said, I'm not a psychopath. He said, you know what? One of the items on the checklist is lack of remorse. But another item on the checklist is cunning manipulative. So when you say you feel remorse for your crime, they say, typical of the psychopath, to cunningly say he feels remorse when he doesn't. It's like witchcraft. They turn everything upside down. He said, I've got a tribunal coming up. Will you come to it? So I said, okay. So I went to his tribunal. And after 14 years in Broadmoor, they let him go. They decided that he shouldn't be held indefinitely because he scores high on a checklist that might mean that he would have a greater than average chance of recidivism. So they let him go. And outside in the corridor, he said to me, you know what, John? Everyone's a bit psychopathic. He said, you are, I am. Well, obviously I am. I said, what are you going to do now? He said, I'm going to go to Belgium because there's a woman there that I fancy, but she's married, so I'm going to have to get a split up from her husband. Anyway, that was 2 years ago, and that's where my book ended. And for the last 20 months, everything was fine. Nothing bad happened. He was living with a girl outside London. He was, according to Brian the Scientologist, making up for lost time, which I know sounds ominous, but isn't necessarily ominous. Unfortunately, after 20 months, he did go back to jail for a month. He got into a fracas in a bar, he called it. Ended up going to jail for a month, which I know is bad, but at least a month implies that it's whatever the fracas was, wasn't too bad. And then he phoned me. And you know what? I think it's right that Tony is out, because you shouldn't define people by their maddest edges. And what Tony is he's a semi-psychopath. He's a grey area in a world that doesn't like grey areas. But the grey areas are where you find the complexity, and it's where you find the humanity, and it's where you find the truth. And Tony said to me, John, can I buy you a drink in a bar? I just want to thank you for everything you've done for me. And I didn't go. What would you have done? Thank you.